Welcome to the Can You See podcast. I'm Paul Meredith, your host for this podcast each week, and I'm glad you're listening. We just uploaded this week's 7/14 prayer report, the prayer report for November the 8th, and we have, of course, wonderful news to celebrate this week. We're so relieved after months of praying and worrying and being concerned about the outcome of this election, actually for a couple of years now, really. We knew that this time was coming, and so often I would look ahead to November the 5th and just wonder how it would turn out, what would God's will be for this election, and praying earnestly, of course, that God would spare our country and show us mercy. And I'm so thankful that he did. We prayed just like 2 Chronicles 7:14, which is the verse where we get the name for the prayer report. We prayed that God would heal our land, that he would begin a healing process in our land. And I really believe God heard from heaven the prayers of his people, and he's given us a window of opportunity. It's a very narrow window. In 2026, there will be another round of elections, the midterms, they're called. And we don't know for sure what will be in place after that. But we need to continue to repent. America's not a nation that's right with God. We've still got so many things that we need to repent of as a nation. We need to continue to pray for revival in our churches and a great awakening throughout the land. And we need to continue to pray for example, for President Trump's safety. I'm sure that thoughts of assassins in other nations of taking him out, those have not gone away. And so it's something that we really need to continue to ask God just to protect him and protect his family, people around him. We need to pray for the transition. We need to pray that things will go smoothly in the transition, that God would lead President Trump and his team to good and godly people. That's going to be so important in the months ahead, is that he has good people on board, people that are loyal to him and to his agenda, and will help him, make some corrections. There are certainly some major corrections that need to be made in our country. The border, that's a day one priority, of course. The economy, there's some things that President Trump has promised to do to get the economy straightened out, to get inflation, to get the prices back down, make America affordable again, is the way he expressed that. But there's something that we highlighted in this week's 7/14 prayer report, and I think it's very, very important, and it should be a top priority of the new administration, and that is our educational system. There's much correction that's needed in our educational system. And really and truly, our educational system is under the control of Marxists. It has been for quite some time, predominantly Marxist institutions, especially our institutions of higher learning. But really, all the way from K-12 all the way through, the Marxists started about 100 years ago, and it was their intention to take control of our educational system, and they've done it, and we're going to have to wrestle it away from them with some very strong-handed, combat, really, to get back control of our institutions of learning and our public education system. And one of the things that is going to be proposed, and it's something that I think is very needed, is to begin the whole process of taking control of our educational system again by ending the Department of Education in Washington. I know that seems radical, but it's really not. We talk about that in this week's 7/14 prayer report, so if you haven't already, I encourage you to read what we have there and look at some of these videos that deal directly with this issue. The Department of Education is only good for a couple of things. That's to produce red tape, to produce regulations, and then to produce requirements that are put on the school systems throughout the country. And it just burdens, it's a burden to the administrators, to the teachers. And the focus a lot of times is on the left-wing social agenda. And so it's, you know, it's not a good thing. A lot of the garbage that gets into our schools, things like the emphasis on transgender ideology and homosexual ideology for that matter, it comes from the Department of Education in Washington. They say if you want federal funding, you have to do these things. And so they impose these requirements on the state boards of education and on the local boards of education that have to be met in order to get that federal funding. And so one of the best things that President Trump could do in his second 4 years would be to bring to an end the Department of Education, return the control of education to the states, and even for the states then to turn that over more to the local counties and let it become local again so that parents could have more direct input and have more control over what takes place, more power, more influence as what takes place in their local schools where their children or children and grandchildren are going to school. And so it seems radical, but it's actually one of the very best things that could be done to end the Department of Education. That doesn't mean that the federal government's not interested in good education, but there's no need for the Department of Education the way that it is now functioning to continue. It's actually a bad thing. It's actually anti-educational. And I want to just remind you that there's still, we're going to leave for just a few more weeks the sermon. If you go to our website, the very first page of the website, you have the sermon there, "Oh, Say Can You See?" Hundreds of people now have listened to that sermon over the last several weeks. And so we're thankful for that they've heard that. And then there's the article there that Jonah speaks to America. And I would say this, that America still needs to repent. We've not renounced some of our national sins that are so prominent. And so there's still a great need for repentance throughout the land and among God's people even. But there is hope for the future that God will relent if we will turn to Him as His people and call upon Him, that He will relent from the judgment that we deserve. And He's given us a window here of opportunity. That's what this election represents. It represents a very narrow window of opportunity. We have some great links in this week's prayer report. There's a link from the little 8-year-old boy, Liam. He's just a very precious child. And when his mother told him that President Trump had won the election, well, you'll just have to see the video of what his response was. She said, "Do you have anything you want to say to President Trump?" And he said, "No, I have something I want to say to Jesus." And it's just very precious. You'll want to see that video. There's also a video link with him in it that's embedded in the footnotes, so don't skip over the footnote so you can see that video. It's when President Trump had sent him a birthday gift, or I think he actually hand-delivered the birthday gift, and there was a letter there from him and Melania just talking about how they would be praying for him and thinking about him. He has a brain disorder of some kind, and so we need to pray for little Liam. There's also a link to Amazon to Pete Hegseth's book, The Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation. We talk about that in the prayer report, so there's a link there to Amazon where you could order that book if you wanted to, and I highly recommend it. And then there's some links also to some PragerU videos. And so take 10 minutes to read the prayer report this week. You'll come away better informed. As a Christian, you need to stay informed so you can pray informed, as we say, and so you won't be misinformed or uninformed. You know, if you just listen to the mainstream media, what we call the Marxist media, and we call them that because the journalists that work in the mainstream media, they've all been trained in our Marxist institutions of higher learning, and that's why they respond the way they do. That's why they think the way they do. That's why they think so differently than normal people in this country, is because they've been trained in Marxist ideology. And I would just imagine that the journalism departments that are in some of the schools that they go to, that they are highly Marxist. And so it's not just like it's something that they get once in a while. It's a daily part of their college education. And so if you're going to be informed, you've got to have other sources. And what we do with the 714 Prayer Report is we tap into non-traditional, non-mainstream, non-Marxist media outlets so that we can get down to the truth about what's really going on, and show you things and link to things that are helpful as far as you knowing what's truly going on. One of the things we're going to focus on in the next couple of weeks is the way that there are so many people having meltdowns. I mean, there are people out there that are just losing their minds because Kamala Harris didn't win the election. Now, why is that? Why are they so fearful of Donald Trump being president? You and I, who are conservative, Bible-believing Christians, we are not that way about President Trump. We understand that there's nothing to be feared from his administration. We know he's not a Nazi. We know he's not a fascist. And so it's something that we're not afraid of him. And we would not have been this fearful of Kamala Harris, although I would have been very concerned if Kamala Harris had been elected. No, I'm just, in all honesty, I would have been very concerned. But these folks are having an absolute meltdown. And so you have to ask yourself the question, why are they having a meltdown like that? And it's because they've been lied to by the mainstream media, what we call the Marxist media. They've just been fed lie after lie after lie. And they really think that someone as dark as Hitler and as radical and someone who's a fascist has taken over in our country. And they think that there's all kinds of racism. They think the reason that we voted for Donald Trump is because we're racist or because we're misogynist. And nothing could be further from the truth. We believe that he has the best policies and the best intentions for this country. And that's the reason we voted for him. But they don't see it that way. They think that the country has been taken over by Nazi fascists. And it's just ridiculous. And it's almost comical. And we're going to talk about that, the disservice that the mainstream media does to this nation to put out so much disinformation. They claim that we have disinformation, but we're going to show, I think, over the next number of weeks and couple of months even, that the mainstream media just lies. That's really about all they do. The old saying, if their lips are moving, they're lying. And their lips are moving all the time. We want to ask you to please help us get the word out about the 714 Prayer Report. Share the website with as many people as you can. The web address, of course, is www.714prayerreport.com. That's 714prayerreport.com. And feel free to make as many copies as you'd like to distribute to your church or to your Sunday school class, to your family, your friends, civic clubs that you may be a part of. There's a download button that you can click, and it will bring up a PDF copy, a PDF version of the prayer report, and you could print that out however you'd like to do it. I like to print it out front and back on a single page because the prayer report is always only two pages. That's two full pages, but we never go beyond 2 8.5 by 11 pages front and back. So that's a great way to do it. That way you don't have to use staples, and you can help distribute the truth about what's going on in our country and what Christian people need to be praying about to people that you know. Well, that's all for this week. I want to thank you for listening, and I want you to remember to take time every day to pray for our nation. Just take a few minutes, and the things that we highlight for you in the 714 prayer report, other things that you may be aware of and that you see in the news, take time to pray for our nation. Pray about the spiritual condition of our country. And as I said, we still need to repent as a nation. Just because Donald Trump won this election does not mean that our country has come to a place of revival. It kind of feels good. It feels, very comforting. It's very, the worry and concern is gone. But there's some relief, I guess, is the word that I'm looking for. There's some relief, but there is still a need for this country to repent of its national sins, the immorality of all kinds that's part of this country. So pray for revival in our churches and for a great awakening throughout the land. Seek the Lord about all these things, because without Him, we can do nothing. He is the only hope that we have. And again, thank you for listening, and I hope to meet you back here next week.